ಧ್ಯಾಯಾಮೋದವಿಳಾವಗುಂಡನವತೀಂ ತೇಜೋಮಯೀಂ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀಂ ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧಾಪಾಂಗವಿಲೋಕಿನೀಂ ಭಗವತೀಂ ಮಂದಸ್ಮಿತಶ್ರೀಮುಖೀಂ ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಾಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣೀಂ ಸುಮಧುರಂ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಾಲಾಪಿನೀಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮಾಂಗೀಂ ಮಧುಸಿಕ್ತಸೂಕ್ತಿಂ ಅಮೃತಾನಂದಾತ್ಮಿಕಾಮೀಶ್ವರೀ. ಶಂಕರಾದಿ ಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಣಮ್ಯ ಆರಭತೆ ಅನುಶಾಸನಂ ಲಭತೆ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಮತಿಃ ರಮತೆ ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಅಹಂ ಸದಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವ ಏತದನುಸಂಧಾನಂ ಅಪರೋಕ್ಷಾನುಭವ ಸಂದಾಯಕಂ ಅಚಿರಾತ್. So till now we have seen the first and second shloka of Anubhuti Prakasha. So Anubhuti Prakasha is a work written by Vidyaranya. So the first chapter of Anubhuti Prakasha deals with explanation of Aitareya Upanishad. So in the first shloka we saw that Vidyaranya just said that whatever has been explained in Aitareya Upanishad, I am going to explain that Brahma Vidya in order to explain, or in order for Balabodhaya, Balabodham, Balabodham. So Balabodhartham we can say, in order to illumine, or in order to make Bala of children, Balanam Bodhaya we can say, in order to illumine children. So make children understand. So children here means children are not eligible to learn the Upanishad, because children are like very young, their intellect is not yet born to understand what has been what is being said in the Upanishad. So then like what does it mean? Bala means those who are like children, who are unable to understand Upanishads. So with respect to Upanishads, they are bala, they are children, because they don't have knowledge. They don't have understanding of Upanishads. They don't have the capability to understand the Upanishad. So they are called Balas. So such Balas, in order for them to understand, I am going to explain. And Vidyaranya said that Atma alone existed before creation. So before creation, Atma alone existed without any names and forms, and he was one alone. There was neither sentient nor insentient, anything different from him. There was nothing different from him. That one Ishvara alone existed. It alone existed. So if that is the case, there can be a question, or there can be a doubt. So there can be a doubt as to, one of the Upanishads says that there is like Maya is there and Ishvara is there. So Prakriti is there, Purusha is there. So this Prakriti and Purusha is there for everything that we see in the world. So whatever, so Krishna says in the 13th chapter of Gita that whatever is existing, whatever appears as Satya, with Sat, Satta, those are all formed as a result of Purusha and Prakriti, Samyoga, or association with Purusha and Prakriti. So that is what Krishna says in the 13th chapter. So if that is the case, you are saying only one existed. But Shruti, another Shruti says that there are two things there. Two things here. So one is Prakriti and other is Ishvara. Or one is Maya and one is Ishvara. So these two are there. Then what do you talk of? Like how can you say there is nothing apart from Ishvara, one Ishvara or one Brahman? Here we already have two. So what is the Upanishad? The Upanishad is Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So the Upanishad says, Mayam tu Prakritim Vidhi, Mayinam tu Maheshwaram Vidhyat. I think is one of the Shruti statement, I guess. So Vidyaranya quotes the same Shruti. So he says in the third shloka, third and fourth we will discuss. So third shloka he says, Mayam tu Prakritim Vidhyan Vidhyat, Mayinam tu Maheshwaram. So Mayam to Prakritim Vidhyat. So no Maya to be what? Prakriti. So Maya is Prakriti. So Prakriti is Maya, or Maya is Prakriti. And Mayinam, one who controls his Maya, who is that? So Maheshwara means Maheshwara. So Maheshwara means Mahaishwara. So Ishwara itself means one who controls everything. So Maheshwara means great Ishwara, that means he controls everything. He is the controller of the entire world or worlds, we can say. So he is Maheshwara. So no Maya to be Prakriti, and Mayinam or the Mayina. Mayinaha means one who controls Maya. The magician's magician is Maheshwara. His magic is Maya. So iti shrutyantare prokta Maya. So that which has Maya, which has been said about or spoken about in Shruti Antare, in another Shruti, in a different Shruti, in a different Shruti, that Maya, na, anyatra, tatvataha. So na anyatra, it is not there different from Ishwara. That means it is not at all there. Tatvataha, na tatvataha, it is not tatvataha. It is not real. It doesn't have any reality in it. So how can we say that Maya is not real? So the analogy used by the Upanishad itself can be taken up. So the analogy the Upanishad uses is that Maya is magic power, and the magician is Maheshwara. So magician's magic is not at all real. It is in the magician itself. Where is the magician's magic? In the magician itself. And is it real? It's not at all real. It's not at all there. Magic, what is magic? Magic means it's not at all there. Maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogi vayasvechaya. So Shankara says in Dakshinamurti Ashtakam. So like a mayavi or a mahayogi vijrambayati. So vijrambayati means makes appear. So makes appear something. Makes appear this an entire world. So mayavi makes an entire world appear. Maya Mahayogi like Vishwamitra created an entire world. So like that, Svechaya, by their own will. By their own will, there is no external influence. Is it for any purpose? Why does the Mayavi, like today of course, like Mayavi show magic for money. But Mayavis don't show magic for money. Why Svechaya, their own desire. There is no external forcing, there is no need for such thing, but still it happens. So that kind of thing, Svechaya, their own desire, nobody can force out of them. Maybe for the welfare of the world, but nobody can force them. Like that they create, that is how this entire world is. This entire world is like that. Desha kala kalana vaichitri chitri kritam. So it is desha kala kalana vaichitri chitri kritam. It is like a chitra, like a painting drawn with respect to Desham and Kalam. Einstein put for the relativity theory. Desha, Kala, time and space are related. So shrink time, space will shrink. Shrink space, time will shrink. So that is how Einstein said. So, but Vedanta says such relative sapeksha vastus cannot exist. Sapeksham cannot exist without a nirapeksha vastu. Relativity is impossible without an absolute entity. Absolute is essential for relative. So any change, any movement, anything we find that is related, relative requires a changeless absolute substratum. So that absolute changeless substratum is essential. It is inevitable and it is required. That is, like, we cannot do away with such an entity. So that means that absolute entity is Brahman, and this relativity is what the world. The world is based on Desha Kala Vishayam. So Desham Kalam Vishayam. And this world is related to each other. There is relativity in the world. Relativity in the world is there, but what really exists? What really exists is the absolute entity of Brahman. So my magician's magic is nothing. It is just not at all there. So similarly, Ishwara's magic is Maya. So this Maya is very, very tough to conquer. So very, very Shankara says, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Chatade Shayanam. Iha Samsare, Bahudustare. This Samsara Sagaram, this Maya's creation is very, very tough to conquer. It's very tough to conquer. One moment it might appear that we have conquered it. The next moment it will be like we will be nowhere. So Maya is very tough to conquer. So Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya. This Maya, this power of Maya is very tough to conquer. So how can we conquer? Krapaya Pare Pahi Murare. Krapaya Pare Pahi Murare. So Krapaya by Ishwara Krapa. And how can we get Ishwara Krapa? By Prapatti. Mameva Ye Prapadyante. Prapadyante. Who all worship or surrender onto me completely, they will be able to conquer this Maya. This Maya can be conquered only by complete surrender. So complete surrender onto the magician will make us conquer the magic. So magic is like hypnotism. So hypnotists, like what they do? We are totally under their control. We cannot overcome it. There is no way to overcome it at all. The only way to overcome is surrender onto the hypnotist. Then what will happen? Then due to the hypnotist's grace, he will get rid of that hypnotism or under the spell under which we are, and thereby we will be able to overcome the hypnotism. So similarly, we have to surrender onto a magician to overcome his magic. Similarly, surrendering onto Ishvara alone is the way to conquer Maya. So Maya is not at all different from Ishvara. So though that Shruti says like there are two entities, there is no two entity. One is Sapeksham, the other is Nirapeksham. Maya or Prakriti is dependent on Purusha, whereas Purusha is independent. Oh no, 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 no. As per Sankhya, Purusha and Prakriti, Pangu Andavad. Sorry. So Pangu means like a person, a lame person, and then Andha. Andha is a person who is blind. So like this, legless person, a person who doesn't have legs, he hops onto the shoulder of a person who is blind. The blind person cannot walk, the lame person cannot walk, but when they get together, they both can walk. They both can walk. The blind person walks, whereas the lame person, he guides the blind person. So similarly, Purusha and Prakriti are related to each other. So Purusha's bhogas are enjoyed by Prakriti. And so that means Purusha, Prakriti's bhogas are valid, are fruitful because of Purusha. And Purusha gets bhoga from Prakriti. So that means both are related to each other, both are relative, not independent. So then like we have to ask, then what is moksha in your case? So the Sankhya person will have to say moksha is when Prakriti realizes that he is not under the clutches of the Purusha realizes that he is not under the clutches of Prakriti. So then like was he really under the clutch? Yes, he was, but due to knowledge he comes out. He was means how he was? It was just an illusion. A delusion. He thought he was under the clutch and he is not under the clutch. So really speaking, he is not under the clutch. If he is not under the clutches of Prakriti, then he never was. Then how can you say Prakriti and Purusha are related?
Oh, yeah, that is true. They are not related. But even though they are not related, Prakriti still exists. Prakriti is eternal as Purusha. Purusha's moksha is Purusha getting separated from Prakriti. So if that is said, it is not true. Prakriti or Jada Vastus cannot exist of their own. They require a Chaitanya Vastu. Without the Chaitanya Vastu, they cannot exist. But Chaitanyam can exist of its own. Prakriti is there now. But if Purusha is not there, will Prakriti exist? Prakriti will not exist. And without Prakriti, Purusha can exist. That is just a joke. Definitely no. The Sushupti Avastha, the deep sleep state, clearly says or clearly shows that without Prakriti, Purusha is there. So Purusha exists without Prakriti. So though Prakriti is not there, still Purusha exists. So that means Purusha, the absolute, Purusha is absolute consciousness. Consciousness is always absolute. Prakriti is dependent. So Sankhya philosophy doesn't count. Whatever exists is the absolute entity, the relative entity is just an illusion in the absolute. That is the only way we can say. We cannot prove a relative entity. So in order to prove A, we have to like assume B. In order to B, we have to assume C. In order to assume C, like we have to assume D. That means infinite regression. Or in order to assume A, in order to prove A, we assume B. In order to prove B, we assume A. That means mutual dependency. Whichever way we take, there will be some kind of fault. That means that relativity cannot exist. Absolute entity is one Purusha. So therefore, absolute entity means there is only one Ishvara, one Brahman. Maya is just an illusion in Purusha, in Ishvara. So that is what Vidyaranya says here, that Maya is not different. Na tattvataha, it is not in essentially there. It is not really there. And nis tattvam, vyavahararham anrutam. So nis tattvam, that which is not tattvam, vyavahararham. So it may be like valid with respect to vyavahara. So with respect to vyavahara, with respect to empirical purposes, it is valid. So it is valid without essence means it is valid from an empirical viewpoint, but anrutam, it is anrutam means unreal. So that is without any essence means it is unreal. Oh, anistatum, no, Ishvara is the essence of prakriti. So prakriti is not essential. So essence here means reality. That which is not without any reality. Anistatum means without reality, we can say. So without reality, it may have some purpose. It may have some purpose in the world, but it is anrutam, it is unreal. It is anrutam means that's the asat. It is asat. Like what? So Vidyaranya gives a beautiful analogy. Bala yakshavat. So bala yakshavat. Yaksha means kind of like a ghostly being, we can say. And bala. Bala means child. So child. A child. So children like generally have. Children or like we can say even me, weak-minded people. So children also can mean weak-minded people. So weak-minded people always see things. So they always see things which are not there. And seeing things, they get scared. So they get scared seeing things. So Vidyaranya himself explains what is this Bala Yakshavat mean. What does it mean? Balo Yaksham Prakalpya Asmad Bhibeti Vyagrato Yata. So Bala, a Bala Yaksham Prakalpya. Prakalpya Yaksham. Yaksham Prakalpya. So Prakalpya means Prakarshena Kalpana. So Kalpana means imagination. Like in a strong imagination. So Bala, a child strongly imagines a Yaksha. Yaksha, a supernatural being or ghost. So Bala, a child imagines an Yaksha, and then Asmad Bhibeti, and then he fears from it. So he fears from it. So in the same way. So in the same way is what this Maya is. So Maya is not at all there. There is no Maya at all. There is no Maya, only one Brahman exists. But due to our imagination, like Bala's Yaksha, Maya is like that. So Maya is considered imagined by Ishvara, and Ishvara fears. So Paramatma Adhyananda Purna Purvam Sumaya. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishat Jiva Rupataha. So why does this Jiva, like Ishvara became Jiva? Ishvara never became Jiva. Na kaschit jayate Jiva Sambhavasi na vidyate. There is no Jiva created. There is no Jiva can be created. There is only one Ishvara, then what can he create? How can he create? From what can he create? So there is only one Ishvara at all points of time. So there is no Jiva at all. Then what? Why did you say Jiva got created? So Jiva got created is just for an initial sadhaka to explain. There is no Jiva at all. But then how come like Ishvara became ignorant? Ishvara like imagined Maya. How can Ishvara imagine Maya? Ishvara cannot imagine Maya. Jiva cannot imagine Maya. Nobody can imagine Maya because Maya is not at all there. Then how come this imagination? This imagination itself means it's not there. Imagination itself means it's not there. Oh, still like the logic doesn't seem appropriate. The logic is perfect. So Bala, Vidyaranya says Bala. So only children imagine Yaksha. Only ignorant people imagine Maya. So a grown-up person. So a Bala, a child is a person ignorant. Ignorant person is a child. So such a person alone assumes Maya to be there. Whereas a knowledgeable person, a learned person, a person who is well versed in the Shastras, he will not assume Maya. He will know, he will accept, he will assert in his mind that there is no Maya at all. Once this imagination starts, then Bibheti. The child himself creates Maya and he himself becomes scared of it. So he himself becomes scared of it. So that is how we create Maya. And after creating Maya, what happens? We become sad as a result of the sorrow that arises out of Maya. Actually, is there any Maya? Is there any sorrow? Nothing. Whatever is there is Brahman alone exists. Brahman alone exists. We ourselves get into trouble. So Paramartha's the pillow story can be remembered. So once few children were playing in a room. So an elderly person also thought like he will join the game. So yeah, that the game was that pillows will be like put or spread across the room. So from one end of the room, from one end of the wall to the other end of the room, a person has to walk but with his eyes closed, and he should not step on even one pillow. So that is the game. So this person thought like he saw like all the pillows that were kept out. He memorized them. He closed his eyes and he started walking. And little by little he was progressing. He was successful. Finally he reached the end and he was very, very happy that like, he was able to win the game. Not even step on one pillow. And very happily he opened his eyes. When he opened his eyes, he found that there was no pillow at all. There was no pillow at all. The children were just playing. They took away all the pillows. So he thought that he was doing or achieving a great deed, great feat. But what happened? He didn't achieve anything. He didn't achieve anything. There were no pillows at all. So it was just an illusion. So after realization, a jnani realizes his own mistake. Because it's a mistake. Whatever is there is only Brahman. Through knowledge, like when people, that's why Vidya Dadati Vinayam. Vidya leads to Vinayam. Why does Vidya lead to Vinayam? Because when we learn, we understand that there is nothing to learn. What is there to learn is to unlearn everything. Whatever we have learned, unlearn it. Whatever is there is only one. There is nothing new to learn. But a person who doesn't know this truth, he thinks he has learned a lot. So Bala, children assume this Maya and thereby they get scared by it. Vyagrato yata. So even like a tiger. So as a person gets scared from a real tiger, so seeing a real tiger, any person, anybody will be scared. In the same way, a child becomes scared imagining a yaksha. So in the same way is Maya. And all the problems that are created out of Maya. So all the problems that are created out of Maya are also like this. They are not at all there. So we have to always remember that problems can end this minute. That's why Balakrishna Nair always used to say, problems can end this minute. This minute we will be able to ever rejoice in bliss if we are able to remember that there is nothing but one Brahman alone exists. It is due to this, due to Maya, due to imagining Maya, thinking that Maya is real, we experience all sorrows. All sorrows are due to that. This moment, if we are able to assert that Brahman alone exists here, we will be able to ever rejoice in bliss here and now itself. So ultimately, there is no two entity. So what the Upanishad says about Prakriti and Maya, Prakriti and Purusha or Maya and Ishvara, is that Ishvara assumed this Maya and Maya creates this entire world. This entire world has to be attributed to some cause. The cause cannot be Ishvara because Ishvara has no desire. So therefore the cause is said to be Maya. Maya word itself means Yama Sa Maya. That which is not there, that is called Maya. So this Maya is an illusory power, it's not real. It is a power which is assumed in Ishvara in order to attribute the causehood of the entire world. And is it different from Ishvara? Definitely no, it is Ishvara's power, so it is not different from Ishvara. So if it is Ishvara's power, then does that mean duality is there? Duality is not at all there because it is an illusory power, it's not a real power. It is a Kalpana Shakti, it is not a real Shakti. A real power means duality, but it is a Kalpana Shakti. It is just an imaginary or illusory power, therefore it is not real at all. So whatever exists is one Brahman alone. So that Upanishadic statement is Shvetashvatara. Upanishad statement is not wrong. It is from a different perspective. But from that perspective or the ultimate perspective also, it doesn't matter. Whatever exists is one Brahman alone. But Maya's creation has its own purpose. So its own purpose, like the vyavahara or the world, has its own purpose in the world. So even as the dream world has its own utility, similarly this world also has its own utility, but it is nistattvam. It is without any tattva. It is not without any reality. It is without any reality. Whatever is there is one Brahman, and Brahman alone exists here. So we have to always remember that Brahman alone exists here. So the moment we forget this truth that Brahman alone exists here, that very moment we will experience nothing but sorrow alone. So therefore, sadhakas or everybody should constantly remember that Brahman alone exists here. So may Amma bless us so that we'll be able to remember this truth that Brahman alone exists. There is no duality at all. And thereby we'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss here and now itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.